On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, how are you?
Morena, I am well, thank you. How are you?
I am very well. What's going on in the movie world?
Well, there's a few small things happening. The big major release, if you call it that, this week is a film called Misbehaviour. Have you heard about this film?
It keeps being like one of the recommended ads for me online, but I haven't actually looked into it. What's it about?
It's about a real incident that occurred at the 1970 Miss World pageant in London, when the nascent women's liberation movement in England decided to protest. And this film is kind of an ensemble comedy drama looking at the incident from a variety of angles, because the pageant was notable for also being the first time that a black South African contestant was allowed to participate alongside a white South African. It was during the apartheid era, obviously. And it also takes the perspective of Miss Grenada, who won from the small Caribbean country. Yeah, it's an interesting film that you can kind of see why they decided to make a film about it. It's got a whole bunch of big actors in it. Keira Knightley, Jesse Buckley, who's one of my favourite new-on-the-scene actors. She was in the Charlie Kaufman film, I'm Thinking of Ending Things. And Gugu Mbatha-Raw from The Morning Show plays Miss Grenada. And even the woman who... is Princess Di, the latest season of The Crown, shows up in this.
She's very good, actually. She's very good.
Yeah.
I can't remember what her name is. It's Emma or something.
Emma Corrin. Yeah, she's awesome. She plays the white South African. And it also shows the kind of the organization of the pageant. Reese Iffins plays the guy who created it, sort of in charge of it. It's a film that I very much enjoyed watching. It's got some fun 1970 English stuff in there. It's a little bit spread thin in terms of its perspective,
right?
In that you kind of sort of, every character is quite interesting, but you only kind of drop in on them. And it's a film that it's kind of one of these hindsight political films where you look back at it and realize that there was a lot of stuff happening at the time that speaks to the now, and is maybe a little bit readily informed by the modern perspective, but it's also it's kind of disturbing how the issues this film is addressing and the things that were percolating in 1970 kind of haven't really been resolved or haven't moved that far forward.
That sounds kind of one of those. I know what you mean. You sort of see films like that and you think, maybe this has got too much of the current lens on it. And then you think, or maybe we just haven't actually fixed some of these problems yet.
Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely both of those two things at the same time. And but I did enjoy it, and it's fun, and it packs a punch. I was sort of watching it for most of the running time. I was like, okay, yep, okay, okay. And then towards the end, I was like, okay. it kind of, I felt it in my gut a bit more.
All right.
As it began to wrap up. So an interesting film, definitely worth checking out.
Well, it's got a good sounding cast and a very significant bit of history, so I think you've sold it to me. I do get royally razzed by everybody in the office for being a sucker for an ensemble cast from the UK, so this does sound like it's in my wheelhouse.
Right up your alley.
That's why the targeted ads are getting me.
yeah.
All right, that sounds good.
The other thing I just wanted to briefly mention happening this weekend in movies is one of the most exciting movie events of the year for me. It's the 24-hour movie marathon that happens at the Hollywood Cinema in Avondale, which I know I've gone about a lot. Love that place. And I have been able to participate in this for the last few years, so I'm very excited that I'm here for this one.
Awesome.
They play a whole lot of films. They don't tell you what they're going to be. And it's kind of an endurance test, lots of crazy, weird, offensive old stuff and cool 80s stuff, and then even some new stuff that hasn't played anywhere yet. So that's definitely worth checking out. for the hardcore, although it's not as hardcore as you think, so you can kind of dip in and out if you want.
So,
it's a lot of fun.
When does that kick off if people want to set aside 24 hours to just watch some awesome movies?
It starts at 3 o'clock on Saturday, goes till 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Excellent. That's perfect. You can still have a big sleep in, and then you can go home and probably sleep for a million years afterwards as well. Or you'll be wired from all the thoughts that you've got in your brain after watching all those movies.
Totally. And you can go, like, just for a few hours, and then go home and go to bed and come back the next day if you want. It's not like they don't let you leave or anything. And they have breaks for dinner and breakfast and... Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, this sounds awesome. This sounds really awesome. And I do like the idea that you don't know what you're getting in for. You kind of just get, you know, secret movies. You sort of
totally.
Just wait
film
till it
going
starts.
These days, yeah, there's no surprises in film going these days anymore. I really miss when you used to go to a movie and you'd see trailers and you wouldn't know what the trailer was for when it started. In this day and age, you already know what it's for because you've clicked on it and the new trailer for this. There's something wonderful about seeing something play out and learning what it is as it plays out. And that's a very rare experience these days.
That's awesome. Well, I think that sounds like a very good thing for movie lovers to do. And if you haven't got quite the endurance for 24 hours, you could go and watch Misbehaviour instead. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Cheers. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. I'll be keen to hear about how the marathon was next week.
Cool, I'll report back.
See you then.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
If anybody else